from London, where he's undergoing medical treatment, Iraq's most influential Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, released a statement today saying he is pained and very sad about what is happening in Najaf. The Ayatollah called for the holy soil and holy sites of the city to be respected. Key among those sites are the Imam Ali Mosque, believed to be the burial place of the Prophet Muhammad's son-in-law, and the adjacent Valley of Peace Cemetery, where so much of this fighting is going on. The graveyard contains the remains of millions of Muslims who want to be interred close to Ali. Juan Cole is professor of history at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. His weblog on Iraqi affairs is titled Informed Comment, and it is Informed Comment. Professor Cole, thanks for joining us on Day to Day, and tell us more about the Imam Ali Mosque, would you?
Well, in early Islam, there was a dispute when the Prophet died over who would succeed him. And there was a faction, which later became the Shiites, that wanted the Prophet's family. And the Prophet didn't have a son, but he did have a daughter, Fatima. And she had married Ali, who was a cousin of the Prophet Muhammad. And so he was both cousin and son-in-law. And those people thought that Ali should be the vicar of the Prophet after his death. And in 661, he was assassinated, so he is a martyr. He was buried in Najaf, and people come on pilgrimage to his tomb, which is the center, it is felt, of blessings.
There have been calls, really, from Shiite leaders all over the world, in Iran especially, but in this country as well, saying that if the military goes in there, this is going to be a complete disaster.
Well, yeah, it one can only imagine how Christians would feel if a Muslim army conducted warfare inside the Vatican or inside the Basilica of St. Peter. I mean, I don't think the Americans will recover from it for a generation or more if they do this. The Marines must not go into that shrine.
Under the Geneva Conventions, religious sites and shrines have complete protection unless they are used as military sites. And when they are used as military sites, then that protection is removed. That is, the U.S. military forces have to have the right to respond to those who are attacking them from a religious site.
I fear that invading the shrine of Imam Ali would be worse than a war crime or a contravention of the Geneva Conventions. It would be an enormous political and cultural mistake. If the movement is crushed in Najaf, the likelihood is that the Sadr movement will turn to a low-grade, behind-the-scenes guerrilla insurgency of the sort that we've already seen percolate in the Sunni Triangle.
Juan Cole teaches history at the University of Michigan and writes the online blog Informed Comment about Iraqi affairs. Professor Cole, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.